Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The inaugural Greg Newsom and Friends celebrity softball game on June 24th coming up here to talk about that, to talk about OTAs, Jim Schwartz's defense, man coverage, all the good stuff on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. It's Greg Newsom. Greg, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing? Appreciate you guys having me.
Doing really well. We were just kind of going through the roster of names for this this softball game, and I had said if I was playing third base and Wyatt Teller were up to bat, I'd be asking to move to left field because it scares the hell out of me. Is that like when we start talking about your big thumpers? Have you told Wyatt you're expecting a couple home runs out of him?
For sure. The thing is, Wyatt will not be on my team, so I cannot. I really don't want him to do well, as bad as that may seem.
So
who's the Hoss on your team?
You know, it's me. Yeah, it's me.
So you're not going to be hitting for contact. You're going to be hitting for distance dingers here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't hit for contact. I'm a power hitter. So that's definitely what I'm aiming for.
Do you have a background in baseball, Greg?
Yeah, I used to play baseball growing up. Played all the way to my freshman year in high school. I was a center fielder, leadoff hitter.
You get a lot of home runs at the leadoff spot?
No, I actually didn't. I was a contact guy.
I didn't know if Coach was like, Greg, if you swing for the fences one more time, we're going to move you to the ninth spot or bench you.
Yeah, no, I was a contact. I just used my speed to my advantage, so I just made sure I got on base. Then I was always going to get home.
So I know we got you on. We're going to talk more about the softball game here, where people can find all this stuff. We are going to get to that. But, you know, it is year one of a new defensive system. Jim Schwartz has obviously taken over the defense. We'll get to the system part of this, but just your kind of first couple weeks here getting to know Jim Schwartz. What stands out?
That's just how seasoned he is. I mean, you know, he's had top, you know, 5-10 defenses every year he's been a defensive coordinator or a head coach in the league. So just that experience alone is just, you know, promising for us as a group.
So given the scheme side of this, we had Za'Darius Smith on earlier, and he was talking about how excited he is to be playing in the wide nine because for defensive ends, you just go ahead and get to wreck the quarterback. The whole goal is just hit the quarterback. What does that mean for you guys at cornerback? How do maybe your responsibilities differ versus the system from last year?
I mean, yeah, with this new system, you know, I won't have to cover for too long, you know, so that's going to help us out a lot more. So the defense is really based around our D-line, which is great for cornerbacks because, like I said, you know, the faster they get to the quarterback, the more plays we'll be able to make, the more mistakes quarterbacks will make. So it's definitely going to help our job, too.
How much man coverage do you expect to play this year in this defense?
Oh, a lot. I mean, when you got, you know what I'm saying, when you got D-line going after the quarterback, you know, you're going to have to be in a little bit more man just to be able to, you know, disrupt guys early, not let the ball get out early. So we're definitely looking forward to doing that.
So – obviously, it's not just a new defense. We've heard a little bit. MJ Emerson spilled the tea on the Browns weekend show about the offense looking a little bit looking totally different this year. So in terms of what you're seeing as you're trying to defend this new Deshaun Watson-led offense, what stands out to you?
It's just Deshaun Watson. I mean, you know, obviously last year he came in middle of the season when guys are already at their peak, so he wasn't really able, you know, to show off everything he can do. So I just think him as a whole just makes the offense, you know, run so much better. You know, he's been able to play a few games, get back into, you know, the swing of things. So just him as a whole, obviously the new additions we have at receiver and Marquise Goodwin and, you know, Elijah Moore, that's going to help as well. We got a lot more speed on the field. So the offense is looking great right now.
So tell us about this Elijah Moore kid. I know he's been in the NFL last couple of years with the Jets, but how quick is he really? How fast is he really?
He's super fast and he's super quick, which is dangerous. You know, it's a lot of guys in the league who are, you know, like quick, like a Keenan Allen, who are very just fast, like a Miko Harmon. But I feel like he has, you know, the ability to do both. So that's definitely scary for a defense.
How about the rookie, Cedric Tillman, you guys drafted out of Tennessee? What's he like so far?
Great. He's doing great, man. He's, you know, catching a lot of contested passes, mm-hmm. which I felt like that was his role would be, just being a bigger guy.
Right.
He's been doing a great job, you know, just redefining his route running, and, you know, he's been doing a great job catching the football.
Greg Newsham, Browns Corner on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Obviously, you were in the news earlier this week because of the situation where your car was stolen, and, you know, obviously you had some teammates out. I just want to make sure, how are you doing? How are you coming through that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing good. You know, just take it day by day. Just getting to an experience like that is obviously very traumatizing, but just being around the guys, you know, people that I live with, talking to family members and things like that, they've been making it, you know, a little bit easier than obviously it can be. So just blessed, obviously, to see another day. Just blessed to be a part of this team. And, you know, they've been just showing me a bunch of support in the locker room.
So with all that, you know, when you go through an experience like that, I'm fortunate enough to say that I've never been through that yet, knock on wood there. You know, does that experience change you? What is, you know, how do you move through that?
Yeah, I mean, it just, at the end of the day, it just shows, you know, we're not normal people, as normal as we want to be. We're not normal people. So just always have your guard up, you know what I'm saying, and just always make sure at the end of the day, like you said, it can happen to anybody. So just make sure you tell the people you love them always. You know, life is very precious. So just, yeah, just changes your mindset as a whole.
Greg, I got to know, you guys are going to Greenbrier for training camp. What was your reaction when you heard that you're going to start training camp in West Virginia?
I was actually super excited. You know, in college, we kind of did a similar thing at Northwestern. We went down to Wisconsin and, you know, started our training camp there. So it's just good to get away from, you know, comfort. You know, being in Cleveland is very comfortable for us. So just finding a way to, you know, get us away. Discomfort, we're not at our own homes. We don't have the people we usually go to, usually see on a daily basis regarding, you know, our soft tissue stuff, masseuses and things like that. So just putting us in a way to be, you know, discomfortable starting the season. I love the idea of it.
And, Greg, obviously you guys are playing in the Hall of Fame game this year, so it's an extra preseason game. I'm doubting that a lot of the starters will play in that game, but it's going to be a big weekend for the Browns. Joe Thomas going into the Hall of Fame. How pumped are you guys to get down to Canton and participate in that?
Super pumped. I hope they let me play. You know, whenever you get one of your own, especially a guy that, you know, bled, you know, Browns colors, a guy that played there his whole career, played 10,000 consecutive snaps, like it's an honor to, you know, be in a historical franchise like this, and it's an honor to be able to see, you know, him there getting, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I just want to get back to this West Virginia thing. I know it's great, the discomfort and all that. You didn't go up to Kevin and be like, you couldn't take us to Puerto Rico like Deshaun?
Nah, that'd have been too nice. You know, no disrespect to West Virginia. I don't know what's out there, but
it's almost heaven, Greg. I'm not lying. It's actually beautiful. You're going to love it. Yeah. It's going to be hot as hell, though.
Yeah.
Greg Newsom on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, there was just so much talk about this offseason and your role, so I don't necessarily want to rehash all that. I'm just more interested, you know, from last year to this year, what really are your goals this year coming off the way last year went and the way the defense went for most of that year?
Yeah, I mean, my personal goals, You know, I just feel like my personal goal is just to take that next step. I was hoping last year, after, you know, a great rookie year, was to take that next step. So this year is definitely just to take that next step. And being one of those guys that are talked about, you know, with the best of the best in the league. So that's just really my personal goal this season, is just to be able to, you know, take that next step.
How's your fellow Wildcat doing in camp?
Probably doing amazing, man. Obviously, he's a Northwestern guy, so he's super smart. He's getting the playbook down. He's playing multiple positions, doing great on special teams. You know, everyone loves him in the building. So I think he's had a great start.
All right. If we gave you and Cameron Mitchell, it's a two-on-one fight versus Anthony Walker, who's winning? Just Northwestern guys battling.
Oh, that's 100%. It's two-on-one. You know what I'm saying? If we lose that, that's just horrible.
I gave you a chance to make an old joke about Anthony, even though that guy's 10 years younger than I am. All right, so I want to get back to the softball game here. Again, the inaugural Greg Newsom and Friends celebrity softball game coming up on June 24th in East Lake at the Lake County Captains Field there. And again, you can find the tickets, the affordable ticket package for group outings, captainsbaseball.com, or you can find some of the ticket information on Greg's Twitter account here. But I want to know, we got Denzel, we got Ronnie Harrison, we got Jaden Reed, we got Juan Thornhill, A.J. Green, Wyatt Teller, M.J. Emerson. Any other names we can throw into the mix?
Yeah, so we got a few more guys coming in. I'm still working on it a little bit. A bunch of the guys on the Browns are coming to play, you know, like Alex Wright, De'Anthony Bell, Mike Harley. We just got a bunch of those are the Browns guys. I'm going to release the rest of them later of guys that are not on my team. We got Trent McDuffie that's coming to play. We got Jahan Dotson that's coming to play. So we got Emmanuel Forbes, new rookie, is coming to play. Alante Taylor is also coming to play. Those are a few more of the guys that are going to be out there playing.
I've played in celebrity softball games before, and no, this is not me asking to be there because I am way too fat for this nonsense. Here's we're trying to build a roster. You got to find a ringer. Like, I had Travis Hafner, the former Guardians 40 home run hitter. Like,
find an old time MLB player living in town.
Or honestly, just Josh Bell's right across, or Josh Naylor, one of the Joshes. Those guys could smoke a ball 400 yards or feet.
Feet, difference.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Nah, I think we got some ringers, though.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Excited to see what you got. Listen, man, this is great. I know it's the inaugural one. Can't wait for the second one, the third one, and then thereafter. We appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.